God's people said together, amen.
Amen. I want to invite you to stand with me, and I'm feeling led to share something that was on my heart, if that's all right. I can get a little insecure when it's just me up here, but I think that there was something that Harry actually said during our choir practice on Thursday, that the voice is the only instrument that the Lord made himself, right? And so I think that, you know, a lot of times we might feel like, oh, I don't feel like praising because I don't have a good voice. I don't feel like praising because, you know, it doesn't sound good. There's not a lot of people with me. And then I, you know, pulled up all the songs for this week, and this first song is called Praise. The second verse says, I'll praise when I feel it, and I praise when I don't. And so I think that that was just something that was really heavy on my heart. And God's worthy of praise. Amen. So let's praise him together. Lift your voices with me.
I praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I praise when I'm sure, I praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded. Thank you. Great
Amen. Will you join me in prayer? Father, great is your faithfulness. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. May the name of the Lord be praised. Father, you have promised, as we have asked, that your Spirit would be poured out, as we ask that your Spirit would rest upon us. And so, Lord, in these moments, would there be a continued outpouring of your Spirit upon us, filling us to overflowing. And Spirit of God, we acknowledge you as the one who leads us into truth, as the one who opens our eyes and our ears, that helps us to understand and to receive and to apply the supernatural word of God to our lives. So, Spirit of God, according to the faithfulness of God, would you come and guide us into truth this morning? Do it for us here in the building, for those who are participating online, for the children who will have their time in children's church. Lord, have your way. Speak, for we desire to hear and be changed. It is with expectation that we approach these moments, and we surrender ourselves to you, trusting in you, our faithful God. May you be praised. May you receive the glory. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. If you would remain standing, if you are able, and open a Bible, if you have one, to Matthew chapter 26. We'll be looking this morning at verses 27 or 47, or excuse me, 45 to 67. I'll get it. And as we do that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade are dismissed for children's church. Matthew chapter 26, verse 45 through 67. Matthew records this. Then he, speaking of Jesus, returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus replied, "Friend, do what you came for." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. And with that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching and you did not arrest me. But this is all taking place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." And then all the disciples deserted and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, a high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. "But I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look now, you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" "He is worthy of death," they answered. And then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. And others slapped him and said, prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you? May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of this his word. Thank you for